Heavenly Father, we give you glory, honor, adoration, and majesty because our living today is by you. We thank you, O God, for the grace and the mercy we have obtained. Thank you, O God, because we know that you that you have started with us, you will surely finish and you make us to end well. Thank you, God, for this message this morning. Thank you, God, for your people waiting to receive the engrafted word of God, which is able to save our soul. Lord, I pray as this word is coming for this morning, that it will touch and give us positive effect in the name of Jesus Christ. That, Lord, it will bring blessings and our life will never be the same thing again. Lord, as I speak your word this morning, please, Father, help me to speak as your oracle in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That, Lord, the word we are hearing this morning will not stand against us on the day of judgment. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name, O God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah to Jesus. I am sure you are well this morning, and I'm sure that God is treating you well. I give God the glory because I know that you have testimony. To God be the glory, honor, adoration, and majesty. I want to thank God for all those who are telling us the effect of this program in their life. Those who are being touched by the word of God that is preached on this platform, to him be all the glory. And I want to say that if this word is blessing us, let us invite others, let us invite our neighbors, let us invite people around, that they also will be blessed equally. Also, I want to thank God for all those who are inviting us to minister on their altar. I really appreciate you, and I know that God will continue to bless your ministries in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Let me also say at this time that tomorrow, by the grace of God, is our, you know, the anointing service. I want you to come to Christian Dominion Network Ministries. There will be a change in your life. This program starts by, you know, 8 o'clock tomorrow. I am sure that, you know, you will encounter God and that Lord will grant your desires. You will see the network of God's power at work, and your prophecy will surely comfort too in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. This morning, by the grace of God, we are starting a new topic which says Christian fasting. Christian fasting. You know, how can we define fasting? Fasting can be defined as abstinence from food and water for spiritual purpose. Abstinence from food and water for spiritual purpose, you know. So it is different when you don't have food to eat. No, it's not that, you know. It's when you are doing for a purpose, spiritual purpose, you know, it will help you to concentrate on the Lord, to concentrate on God's holiness, on God's kingdom, and then it will bring God's purpose into your life. Hallelujah. So that is fasting. So abstinence from food and water for spiritual purpose. And you know one thing now, you know, fasting is a subject that is widely accepted by every set of people in the world, accepted by Christians, accepted by Muslims, accepted by traditional worshippers. Everybody, you know, it seems, you know, embrace fasting. Why? Because it is a means of generating spiritual power. So it only depends on who you are fasting to. Do you understand that? It depends on who we are fasting to. It is easier to know that heaven and hell recognize fasting. Heaven and hell recognize fasting. So it is either a person fast to God or to the devil. You know, because it's either you are fasting is to God or you are fasting to the devil. But you know, in Christian front today, some believers do not fast due to ignorance. They don't fast because of slothfulness, you know. They don't fast because of laziness, you know. So when fasting is mentioned, they are frightened. You know why? Because they prefer to worship their stomach. You know this stomach infrastructure. So people prefer, you know, they love food, you know. Anyone that love food, find it because of fast, you know. And I pray that God will surely help us in Jesus' name. Even there are so many pastors that they are looking for power here and there. You know, all this negative power. Why? Because they cannot wait. They cannot fast. So no one wants to pay the price for power and anointing. You know, fasting is one of the ways to pay for power and anointing. So if you want God to bless your ministry, you pastor listen to me this morning, then you must embrace fasting. You know, you don't need to be going to here and there looking for power. No, you know, you can't use, you know, satanic power to do God's work. It cannot happen. You know, so what am I saying this morning is that, you know, we must know that fasting, you know, is beneficial. You know, and there are various types. I want to know this one before I start to go into the topic very well. You know, there are various types of fasting. You know, we have the absolute fast. You know, absolute fast is done, you know, without food and water, you know, or any drink for a period of time. You know, that is abstinence from food and water, you know, water or any drink for a period of time. You know, Moses underwent absolute fast 2 times in the Bible, you know, for 40 days. Absolute. When you do without food and water or any drink. Let's read it in the Bible. In the book of Deuteronomy chapter 9, let us read verse 9. Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 9.
When I was gone up into the mount to receive the tables of stone, even the tables of the covenant, which the Lord made with you, then I abode in the mount 40 days and 40 nights. I neither did eat bread nor drink water.
He said, I did not eat bread, no water. And that is absolute fasting. Also, you see Esther too. Esther too went under absolute fasting. You know, she went under absolute fasting. Let's see Esther. Esther chapter 4 in verse number 16, Esther chapter 4, verse 16.
Go, gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan, and fast here for me, and neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. I also and my maidens will fast likewise, and so will I go in unto the king, which is not according to the law, and if I perish, I perish.
Have you seen that? That was when Amma was terrorizing the Jews in Babylon, and they are looking for how God will rescue them. And you know what now? There's a national emergency. Everybody has to. And you know, that time Esther was the queen, you know. And so, you know, Mordecai told him, if you don't do something at this time, you know, don't think that you yourself will escape. In fact, the house of your father will never escape. You know, that was why Esther and his maiden, you know, and all other people embrace fasting, and God delivered them. So we will see all these ones later on as we talk. You know, so we discover that, you know, Esther too went on this fast. But let me say this one. It's a warning that it is, however, advisable not to go beyond 96 hours on absolute fast, except by divine revelation. Don't go too much. You know, because a lot of people, they have died because, you know, they want to go on a lengthy fast. No, you do it gradually. Start from day to day. Go to 1 day, 2 days, 3 days. Gradually like that, you know, until, you know, you are able to do it. Don't just embark on a fasting because your friend did it, you know, because you had a message and they told you you're going to do 3 days fasting and prayer, you know, without food and water, and you went like that. Excuse me. You can collapse your system, and that many people have died like that. So you need to take caution. You know, then I've told you that we have absolute fast. Number two is we have complete or total fast. Complete or total fast. This involves withdrawing from all food and all drink except water. You know, you withdraw from food, you withdraw from drink, but you take water. So in this fasting, you will take water only, not stew, not milk, not juice, but only water only. Can you see now? So this is complete or total fasting. This is most likely the fasting that Jesus underwent for 40 days. Because the Bible says, you know, he thereafter hungereth. Not that he thereafter thirsted. Do you understand? He hunger, that is to say, you know, liquid he had been on water. Do you understand? He wasn't hungry, he was fasting. Then the number three thing that I want to share with you this morning of type of fasting is partial fast. In partial fast, you know, we saw Daniel going through partial fast. Let's see Daniel chapter 10, verses 2 to 3. Daniel chapter 10, verses 2 to 3.
In those days, I, Daniel, was mourning 3 full weeks. I ate no pleasant bread, neither came flesh nor wine in my mouth, neither did I anoint myself at all, till 3 whole weeks were full.
Till 3 weeks were full. So for 3 weeks, you know, he was on partial fast. He wasn't eating wonderful food, you know. You know, he wasn't eating sort of wonderful food. So he was just there, you know, waiting for God looking unto God. You know, some people say it is like white fasting. I don't see that in the Bible anyway. But you know, I don't know where you get the white fasting for. So you see some people, they eat anything white, yam, you know, all those things they say, you know, because they are fasting. Well, let's leave that. You know, that is not where we are going this morning. But now we have seen that there is absolute fast, there is complete or total fast, and then there is partial fast. Now, you see, what is the scriptural basis for fasting? That is fasting, is it scriptural? Is it legal? Is it of God? I'm sure you know it's of God. Fasting is of God. Jesus Christ taught it to people while he was on the earth. You know, in the teaching in the book of Matthew chapter 6, in verse 16, let's see it. Say yes.
Moreover, when ye fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily, I say unto you, they have their reward.
Now, you see, he said, moreover, when ye fast. He didn't say if ye fast, but he said when ye fast. So Jesus expected the people to fast regularly and not to make it an optional exercise. So fasting should be, so he said, when ye fast. If you say if you fast, then it means it is optional. You know, but you say when. When means it is a condition for every disciples to fast. So one of the scriptures for fasting was Jesus Christ taught it, he recommended it. That's number one. Number two, you know, Jesus recommended fasting and prayer as cure for unbelief. Can you see now? As a cure for unbelief. That is Matthew chapter 17, verse 21. Matthew 17:21, you know, Jesus recommended fasting and prayer as cure for unbelief.
How be it, this kind goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting.
That was when they brought a child to the disciple of Jesus Christ. To do what? To cast the devil. They cannot. They are so weak. Can you see now? You know, fasting makes you to go fast and far. Fasting makes you to go far. F-A-R and fast. F-A-S-T. So, you know, the disciples of Jesus Christ, they are not fasting. They are feasting. Instead of them to be fasting, they are feasting. And so when they brought a child, you know, who actually is falling to fire and to water, for them to cast out the devil, excuse me, they could not. And when Jesus Christ got there, and they told Jesus, what a faithless generation. He said, bring me the child. Bring that boy to me. When they brought that child to Jesus, Jesus commanded. Hush. And what happened? That demon left immediately. Can you see now? Now, let me tell you, if you want to be relevant in the things of God, you must go in fasting. So, you know, that scripture showed to us that Jesus told them. They now came to Jesus, the disciples came to Jesus in the evening. Said, oh God, what happened? That we could not even cast out that devil. Jesus then told them that verse and said, this thing can never be so except by fasting and prayer. I will see you after this time out in Jesus' name.
Are you experiencing any kind of impossibility? Are there yokes or affliction in your life and you seem not to see the way out? Come and meet the God of all possibility tomorrow in our anointing stroke yoke destruction service at Christian Dominion Network Ministries off Abeokuta Ibadan Road, Rock City Avenue, Asheru, Abeokuta, by 8:30 a.m. Come with a bottle of anointing oil and all things shall be possible for you. For further inquiries, call 080-33-855-927. Is 080-33-855-927. Only Jesus can make the impossible possible for you. Jesus is Lord.
Welcome back in Jesus' name. Today we are talking about Christian fasting because, you know, on this platform, we are sharing various type of topics that will benefit you. You know, and I'm sure by the grace of God, as you are taking notes, if you have any question that you want to ask us, you are free to ask, you know. You are free to communicate with us. If anything we are sharing with you this morning, you still want more explanation, excuse me, you are free to call us and we'll be available to tell tell you more about it. We are talking about scriptural basis of fasting, and we have discovered Jesus recommended fasting, you know, and also Jesus, you know, number three thing was that Jesus also taught his disciples, you know, fasting. You know what he said? He said that let's focus it in Mark chapter 2, verses 18 to 20. Mark 2, 18 to 20.
And the disciples of John and of the Pharisees used to fast, and they come and say unto him, Why do the disciples of John and of the Pharisees fast, but thy disciples fast not? And Jesus said unto them, Can the children of the bride chamber fast while the bridegroom is with them? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. But the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken away from them, and then shall they fast in those days.
Wow, can you see now? The disciples of Jesus were not fasting, and that of John was fasting. The Pharisees were fasting, and they came to accuse Jesus Christ. Why is it that your own disciples are not fasting? He said, leave them alone. Eh? What is the problem? They are still enjoying themselves. The day I will leave, nobody will teach them to fast. Are we not fasting today? Why not? You see, Jesus said, leave them alone. You know, they will soon understand. It's because they are still baby. You know, when they mature, you will see them fasting. And truly, when Jesus Christ left, they decided to fast, you know. So, Jesus was not against fasting. He was telling us that his disciples, they will fast. And truly, when Jesus Christ left them, nobody told them to have to fast. Can you see now? So, we must know that, you know, fasting, it has scriptural basis. Also, you know, I want you to know that Jesus did not only approve and teach of fasting, but he also fasted, showing us an example to follow his footsteps. You know, he fasted for 40 days. Can you see? Some people can teach us on a certain matter, and they are not working on it. You can't see their life. Some people, they will teach you on holiness, they will teach you on this or that, but you will not see it in their life. Some people only speak on holiness, but they are not acting holiness. You know, the church today, they are hearing holiness, but they are not walking by holiness. You know, Jesus Christ, he taught on fasting, and he too fasted. Let's see Luke chapter 4. You know, because I want you to understand this very well. If Jesus Christ could do it, you too must do it. You know, Luke chapter 4, verses 1 to 2.
And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being 40 days tempted of the devil, and in those days he did eat nothing. And when they were ended, he afterward hungered.
Can you see now? He afterward hungered. Now let me say this one very, very well, that Jesus Christ, for a good 40 days, he was in the wilderness. He was fasting. And you know, it was then the devil came to challenge. Let me tell you this one, that you must be filled with the word of God. You must be filled with the word. If you are fasting without the word, you know, you can't achieve anything. You know, Jesus Christ, no wonder when the devil came, you know, he was able to resist the devil by the word. Because some people, they are fasting and, you know, no focus. You know, they just feel that our church is fasting, that's all. You know, it is now like, you know, a common thing. No, you must have, you know, a focus. You must have a purpose why you fast. So Jesus taught on fasting. And you know that, you know, he fasted for 40 days. Look at people that fasted for 40 days in the Bible. People like Jesus, as we've seen, people like Moses, as we have said, and people like Elijah. They are people of power. They carry grace. You know, they carry grace of God. So, you know, fasting is God's generator for anointing. If you want the anointing of God upon your life, if you want, you know, the gift of the Holy Spirit to manifest more in your life, then go to fasting. If you want to operate, you know, the gift of the Holy Spirit, you know, excuse me, you need to submit yourself to fasting and prayer. So, you know, Jesus Christ, you know, when he fasted, the devil came. You know, he was able to subdue the devil. Why? Because, you know, he was waiting upon the Lord, and he carried the word, and he was filled with the Spirit. Hey, no wonder the devil finds so tough. The Bible says, and the devil liveth him. You know, the devil has to go. The devil surrender to him. Look, the devil will surrender to you in the name of Jesus Christ. So Jesus Christ fasted for 40 days. Let's continue biblical basis for fasting. Also, we saw that the early church made fasting a part of their doctrine. You know, when you look at Acts chapter 13, from verse 1 to 13, you will see there that, you know, fasting is part of the doctrine of the early disciples. So I know, but let us read that Acts 13 is not from 1 to 13. Let's read Acts 14, 21 to 23. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 14, you know, 21 to 23.
And when they had preached the gospel to that city and had taught many, they turned again to Lystra and to Iconium and to Antioch, confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God. And when they had ordained them elders in every church and had prayed with fasting, they commended them to the Lord on whom they believed.
They prayed with fasting. That time, they are very serious. They are not like Christians of today. You know, they are so dedicated to their calling. You know, they are so erudite. You know, they are so aggressive for the kingdom of God. So, you know, they are raising men. They are not raising just, you know, weaklings. They are raising Christians in those days that are able to withstand the power of darkness. Look at today. See the people in our church. Assuming, you know, one day I was told that one madman entered the church. And this man was not madman, no, it was a drama play. You know, the man just entered the church. Come and see how everybody was looking for a way to escape. Why? Because we have weak Christians today. We are producing weaklings, you know. And this thing must stop, you know. The products we are making today, you know, they look not fit enough to go into spiritual warfare with the devil. You know, the church is weak because, you know, the minister of God preaching this word, they are also weak. We need to comfort. I've seen people, they are arguing with me that there is no need for fasting. Somebody told me and said, fasting is of the Old Testament. Fasting is not for today. You know, you will start to see a lot of things. Why? Because people are looking for the gospel of convenience, the gospel of milk and honey. You know, the fasting is of God. You know, fasting is of God. So there's a need for us to fast. No wonder Paul to fast. Paul, a true disciple of Jesus Christ, you know, is one of the greatest apostles and an erudite writer of the New Testament. You know, he lived a life of fasting. When you look into the Bible, you see, let us see some of them, probably two of them, you know. Acts chapter 9, verse 9. Acts 9, 9.
And he was 3 days without sight, and neither did eat nor drink.
3 days. Can you imagine that? Without sight. That was when he was to give that to Jesus. 3 days, you know, and he was without sight, you know, and he was fasting. Oh, can you see that? So, what are we seeing this morning is that you must settle your life down. Look, don't allow what other people, all these Christians who are not heavily cautious are telling you. Don't allow what some ministers of God are telling you that fasting is not part of our syllabus. Don't follow them. I want you to know that even you that were a mother, you have children. And don't you know that you have responsibility for those children? Those you need to be praying and fasting for your children, for them to make it in this world. You know, it is left to you now. See, look at the mother of John Wesley. The mother can fast. She had around 11 children. And look at all of them today. See how God used them mightily in his kingdom. Why? Because there was a woman who was fasting and praying for her children. Why should you, you know, be careless about this fasting? Then lastly, you know, God demanded fasting from people as a sign of repentance, soberness, and remorse when they sinned and they disobeyed God. Christ, God demanded, you know, fasting from people as a sign of repentance, you know, when, you know, they sinned, you know, against him. Can we see one or two of them? You know, let's see Joel. Joel chapter 1, verses 13 and 14. Joel chapter 1, 13 and 14.
Guide yourself and lament, ye priests. Hallow your ministers of the altar. Come lie at night in sackcloth, ye ministers of my God. For the meat offering and the drink offering is withholding from the house of your God. Sanctify ye a fast. Call a solemn assembly. Gather the elders and all the inhabitants of the land into the house of the Lord your God and cry unto the Lord.
Wow. If all of us in Nigeria today could come together as one and fast, Nigeria will change. Do you understand? If all of us, you know, can come together, all Christians, for example, in Abeokuta today, or in Ogun State, or in Nigeria, can come together and raise our voice to God for God to have mercy upon this our land. I'm telling you, the God of mercy will surely have mercy upon us. I want to thank you for giving me your attention this morning. By the grace of God, I know I will continue with this message next week, and we'll be talking about benefits of fasting. I pray that the hands of God shall be upon you, and I pray that as you enter into a life of fasting, you know, you will see the mighty hands of God upon your life in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Tomorrow in the church is our anointing service at Christian Dominion Network Ministries. By 8 o'clock, I will expect to see you. God be with you. Bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
For free prayer and counseling, kindly reach Reverend David Muyiwa Ononuga on 080-33-855-927. 080-33-855-927. God bless you.
Thank God for this word of God you have just heard. You need to give your life to Jesus. Say after me, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give my life to Jesus. Jesus Christ, come to my life and be my Lord and my Savior. Lord Jesus, as from today, I belong to you. I will serve you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for saving me, in Jesus' name, amen.
Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away.
I know you have been blessed by this powerful message and the ministration of Reverend David Muyiwa Ononuga. You can order for the CD of this message or previous messages. Send your prayer requests to us at Tema Bible School, the man for our free tracts and magazines. Invite us to minister deliverance or healing. Come for our free counseling and deliverance prayer on Friday morning. The man for our books on various topics. Join us in our family life and leadership conference or fellowship with us at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, aka Dominion Tabernacle, opposite Aladesomi Bus Stop, Rock City Avenue, Ashera, Abeokuta, on Tuesday for Discipleship Hour by 5:30, Thursday for Blood of Jesus Service by 5:30, and Sunday, First Service, Jesus the Doctor, 8 a.m., and Second Service, Celebration Service, 9 a.m. See you next week on this channel, this same time. Jesus is Lord.